Well, we absolutely need to make corrections to the healthcare exchange, and there were so many problems that people had just getting in through the website portal that we now have to make sure that nobody's insurance coverage lapses because they were unable to get registered when they should have gotten registered. I mean, look, I think it's great that Maryland made the commitment to be an early participant in the healthcare exchange, but the execution was tawdry, and now we've got to clean it up.
Do you get the sense that lawmakers might have been misled as to how easy this might have been, or it might have been easier than... I mean, I know you voted for the exchange, and a lot of your colleagues did.
Oh, sure. I don't think anybody was consciously deceived in this process. I don't think that anybody was manipulated. But like what we've seen at the federal level, this is complicated. If we had a single-payer plan, which is what I've always supported, that's simple. That's clean. This is a very complicated system where we're not providing health care for all. We're providing health insurance coverage for all. And that's a much more convoluted kind of system. I mean, it's better than not having it. I mean, you know, tons of my constituents are thrilled that their, you know, college-age kids are able to be covered on their plans, that we no longer are cutting people off because of pre-existing medical conditions. The principles are absolutely right. The problem is that the execution has been very clumsy, and now we just have to get it cleaned up quickly.
Let me switch to another issue that will probably come before the Judicial Proceedings Committee, and that is decriminalization of marijuana. And over in the House, Delegate Anderson is even proposing legalizing marijuana for recreational use, following the lead of Colorado. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if we're going to decriminalize it, we should absolutely regulate it and tax it. It's just like with prohibition. Prohibition didn't work. Obviously, it'd be better if nobody got drunk and did crazy things. But people do. And we tried to make it a crime back in prohibition, and all we did was create organized crime and create, you know, huge criminal cartels that ended up corrupting the cops, the police, the courts, the jails, the government. And that's exactly what's happening with marijuana. It's not working. We're not keeping it away from anyone. We're criminalizing a whole generation of young people for doing what the last four or five presidents have readily admitted they did. And meantime, we're building up the power of these drug cartels, which are corrupting government all over the world. I mean, the Mexico has lost 75,000 citizens in the drug war in the last decade, and the government just chooses sides. They pick one cartel to support against the other. So, look, we got to take the profits out of it. The way to do that is to legalize it, regulate it, tax it. Let's put the drug dealers out of business. They're not carding people, but we can card people, and we can keep it away from kids.
All right, Senator.